It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study in the book of Acts, we've looked at the day of Pentecost, and there were several things that took place. There were unusual happenings. First, I see that there was a noise like wind. And in Acts chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." And we know that this was an indication that the Holy Spirit had come. And then we also see that there were tongues like fire. And this wasn't fire, it was tongues like fire. It appeared like fire. Acts chapter 2 and verse 3 says, "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them." Now, also there were different languages, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Remember, this is speaking of languages. There were many people there that did not speak the same language. So therefore, God performed this miracle to let them hear in their language the plan of salvation. Well, we see that there were different languages present, and we also have seen how that a coward turns out to be a courageous preacher. And that coward, of course, was Peter. We read that in Luke chapter 22, how that he denied the Lord. And then in verse 62 of Luke 22, it says, "And Peter went out and wept bitterly." Well, he was a coward at that time. But notice in Acts chapter 2 and verse 14, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, 'You men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words.'" Well, Peter went ahead and preached a great message, and over 3,000 people got saved. He became the courageous preacher. He was no longer that coward, but he was a courageous preacher who preached the word of God. Now, Peter didn't save them, but God did. And it was through the preaching of the word that people heard that they needed Jesus Christ the Savior, and they heard how that they could be saved. God did many wonderful things on the day of Pentecost, but notice that God is doing something special today. The day of Pentecost was a special day, and there's never been another day like it. But when a person believes on Christ today, something special still happens. When we get saved, the Holy Spirit lives inside us and enables us with His power. Well, how do we know that the Holy Spirit lives within us? Well, God says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." When we get saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. And if we have not the Spirit of God, that means we've never trusted Jesus as our Savior. Well, notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, it says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you?" In other words, the Holy Spirit lives within you. It says, "Which ye have of God, and ye are not your own." 2 Timothy 1:14. "That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us." The Holy Spirit indwells us. He's there. He's here within us right now, those of us who have trusted Jesus as our Savior. We see you can demonstrate the presence of the Holy Spirit to others by exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit in your life. It's not simply jumping around and screaming and hollering and whatever, but as you exhibit the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Well, I would have you note this, that the fruit of the Spirit is not witnessing and seeing souls saved. Although, let me add this quickly, when you exhibit the fruit of the Spirit, you can possibly get someone's attention and then give them the plan of salvation. See, Jesus is the Savior. Well, remember, on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached salvation. In other words, Jesus saves. He preached that to the crowd. And about 3,000 souls got saved that day. Well, Peter spoke boldly, especially in verse 23 of Acts chapter 2. And let's read that together. Acts chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, Hear these words: Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Peter spoke boldly here. He spoke these words to these people. He told them, you've crucified him, but he's alive. You crucified him, you killed him, but now he is alive. Well, notice what happened after the people heard Peter in Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 42. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And then in Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 42, it says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Well, notice they got saved, and then they got baptized. They received his word. That means they got saved. And then they got baptized. They did not get baptized to be saved. They got saved, and then they got baptized. Now, notice in Acts chapter 2 and verses 41 and 42, notice this, that you can demonstrate the presence of the Holy Spirit to others by doing what the apostles and disciples did on and after the day of Pentecost. The result can be the same. On the day of Pentecost, people received the word. In other words, they got saved. Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. They were baptized. This means they became a member of that local church in Jerusalem. They studied God's word, the apostles' doctrine, teaching, Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. They had fellowship with other believers, Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. They observed the Lord's Supper, breaking of bread, Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. And they prayed together, Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. We too can do the same thing today as those early people of the church, of the early church did. We can witness and we can tell others about Jesus Christ, and we can worship together and have fellowship together with other believers. Well, I want to move on here now, and I want you to notice something. I want you to notice the healing of a blind or of a lame man. The healing miracle took place. The Holy Spirit had come, and we've read that. The church had been born. God was working and acting through his apostles. In this chapter, in Acts chapter 3, we're moving on now in Acts chapter 3. And in this chapter, we'll see how God worked through Peter and John in a special way. You see, often when a surgeon is about to operate, he will put on a pair of gloves. He then begins to work through these gloves, with these gloves, to do his operation. Well, the gloves do whatever the skillful surgeon wants them to do. The gloves can do nothing without the surgeon. Well, what can the believer do without Christ? He can do nothing. John 15 and verse 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. God wanted to work through Peter and John here in the verses here that we're going to study. He wanted to work through them just as a surgeon wants to work through a pair of gloves. It would be silly for the gloves to say, look how great we are. We just performed a successful operation. We have saved a person's life. But what they really should say, if they could talk, would be something like this. We are nothing but a pair of gloves. We have a great surgeon who works through us to accomplish great things. He is the one who does it. We are thankful that he uses us to do his surgical work. Peter and John knew that they were nothing, but they had a great God who was using them in a great way. And so God uses people today to do the work that he wants done. He wants us to witness for him, to tell others about Jesus Christ, just as Peter and John and the others did. Well, one day, and we study on, sometime after the day of Pentecost, Peter and John were going to the temple in Jerusalem. Well, why were Peter and John going to the temple? Well, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 3 and verse 1, it tells us why. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. They went there to pray. Well, what time did Peter and John go to the temple? They went the ninth hour, according to Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. This would be about 3 p.m. our time. Well, who met Peter and John at the gate? Acts chapter 3 and verse 2 tells us that a certain man, and this is not a parable, this is a certain man, it says, he was crippled since birth. The lame man was a beggar. Acts chapter 3 and verse 2 says, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Well, the lame man came daily to the temple, according to Acts chapter 3 and verse 2. Every day he had to be carried to the gate of the temple, where he could beg and ask for money from those who were entering the temple. The Bible goes on to say that the lame man was how old? He was above 40 years old, according to Acts chapter 4 and verse 22. Well, day after day, year after year, this man sat at the gate of the temple. He hoped that the people going into the temple would hear him begging and that they would stop and give him some money. He hoped that people would have money and they would have mercy on him, give him money and give him what would meet his physical needs. Well, we also know that the lame man asked Peter and John for a donation, according to Acts chapter 3 and verse 3. It says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked an alms. Well, did the man get what he asked for? Well, the Bible says no. In Acts chapter 3, verses 4 through 8, and Peter, fasting his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. He thought he was going to get money. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. Well, what did the man receive? You notice in verses 6 through 8 in Acts chapter 3, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. You see here, there was a healing. The healing was immediate, according to Acts chapter 3 and verse 7. Peter did not have a gift of money to give to this man, but Peter did have a gift of healing. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, if you want to read that later on, he gave the man what he needed. And was this man going to receive something better than silver and gold? Of course. This man was thankful to God for what had happened, according to Acts chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. And leaping up, he said, and he stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. The people were amazed and knew it was the lame man who was healed. Jesus is still in the healing business. He heals souls. He wants people to be saved. He wants people to go to heaven to be with him one day because he gave his life on the cross of Calvary and he rose from the dead that we who trust him can have eternal life.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.